Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, November 4th, 2022. So very quickly, just going to run through a few things. We are so excited for the plan for Tuesday's Professional Development Day. There's something for everyone. We do have a great day planned for art. We have someone coming from the AP College Board organization, and they are going to be doing some really cool work for all art teachers, not just 9 through 12, around getting kids ready to reflect on their work and kind of diving into different subsections of the processes of thinking and creating while in an art class, so that, you know, kids can be more ready to get into those high-level art classes as they get older. My art teachers, your lunch and your prep will be embedded in that agenda, and you will get that Tuesday morning. So I'll be excited to kind of be hanging out with you and jumping into music to do some check-ins. Music teachers, you have a few different things going on. So you have a session on equity and diversity in choice of repertoire. We have a text that we'll be reading together and then jumping right into the work with a special guest. And then you will also have a PD on thinking about engaging youth through the use of hip hop and literacy in music. And we'll have another little article to get you doing some brain scratching and some thinking about that. So really cool stuff happening. In addition to that, band and orchestra teachers will meet in the afternoon and jump aside into the music office and be working together on some team goals with Julia leading the band and Nicole leading the orchestra. So I'm very excited for the day. I will see you all Tuesday. That leads me to my next subject I wanted to jump into. Next week is a short week for our little humans. Yes, our students will only have 3 working days of school next week. So please plan accordingly as you are building your lesson plans. And thank you to everyone for sending those to me on Monday mornings. I truly do look at them and appreciate all of the stuff that you have going on in your planning. So yes, those of you that have missed an occasional Monday class, well, you get your Monday kids next week. You don't get your Tuesdays and you don't get your Fridays, but you get your Mondays. So for those of you that teach different classes every day of the week, this will affect your planning. So in terms of planning, usually we meet for PLC next week. My 6 through 12 people, we will not be meeting for PLC. So just a reminder, no PLC next week. We need to put pause on that for next week. It's a short week and grades being due. I really think you guys need time to just be one with your power schools and get on with your business and do those grades. So I'm giving you that time to get that done. And then lastly, a big item to talk about, ed plan development form. So first of all, thank you so much for being thoughtful on planning those PPGs and SLGs. I am still sorting through all 52 of them. I do like to look and then give feedback if needed. So I will be continuing to look at those over the weekend and into next week, but thank you. It's great to see the alignment so that we're all kind of like working towards one common good within our departments and learning together. So again, all of my PLCs and stuff like that, like that's all PDs, it's all going to try to be aligned to that type of stuff that we're working on in our goals so that we're working smarter, not harder. Those ed plan development forms for my newbies. Don't be scared, okay? These are really easy. It's a roadmap for your own doing, okay? It's something where I don't want to see big fluffy paragraphs. All I want to see is what you are planning to do to achieve that goal, when you are planning to do it, and how often, like what is the frequency of that thing that you're planning to do. So if it's a strategy, maybe it happens, you know, bi-weekly, maybe it shows up in lesson plans. If it's an assessment, maybe it happens quarterly. And so these are the kinds of things that are in the ed plan development form. You can find those 2 forms on TeachPoint. And I say 2 forms because you need 2 forms. You need 1 for the PPG and you need 1 for the SLG. If you have any questions, phone a friend or text me or call me, but we're all here for you. So ed plan development forms, those are due 11/14, people. So a couple of weeks. But yeah, so that's the next thing up on the old evaluation docket. And then finally, just a mural update. I have been working hard to try to continue to provide our kids with some really cool visual, like positivity slash beautification mural projects. We've done some at, you know, we did the big one at Doran, we did the playground at Doran, we did the creative court at Talbot. And yes, now we are moving on. So we did one at Talbot last week and we did one at Henry Lord last week. So John Westbay of New York came down with Coaching for Change, should I say up with Coaching for Change, and was sponsored to do two murals for us. So interior mural is at Henry Lord. It's a beautiful, huge canvas that is on the huge bulletin board in front by the auditorium. Take a look if you can. And then the outdoor mural happened at Talbot at the end of last week. And that is a, it's actually two murals. It's kind of like a lot of symbols that John likes to use. If you look at his work on Instagram, he is famous for doing like hearts and eyeballs and kind of like a spray painty kind of style, but very cool to look at. So the kids love it. I'm hearing from the teachers that the kids love it. So we will keep trekking forward in the world of murals. And my next school I'd like to hit is Watson. So stay tuned because that'll be happening too. All right, people. As always, you do have the blog to look back on and all of this information is in there. But I did want to provide just another alternative to help you and communicate effectively. So here we go. Ready for the weekend? I sure am. I will see you bright and early on Monday. Take care, everyone. Bye.